Can you tell us, we don't have a lot of time, unfortunately, but can you tell us what groups attended this conference?
Well, there are a variety of groups that attended from California and from all over the nation of Chicanas, in addition to a wide array of other women's groups from across the country. In terms of Chicana attendance at the conference, you had, from California specifically, because that's what I'm studying right now, groups of women from an organization called the Chicano Federation in San Diego, student groups from UCLA, from Cal State Northridge, and you also had groups such as the Comisión Femenil Mexicana Nacional, so they had a Los Angeles chapter that went, and a chapter called Poder Femenino, which was also in Los Angeles, but in a different chapter, and also women who worked or were affiliated with the Chicano Service Action Center, a job training program, which was sort of established by the Comisión Femenil in 1972.
And how did their experiences at the conference impact their consciousness and organizing here?
Oh, goodness. Well, what happened when they went to the conference was that, you know, there's a variety of experiences that I've attempted to sort of synthesize into one major argument. But when they went to the conference, they expected to have these natural bonds with other third world women, and especially Mexicanas, at the conference, and they expected to be able to sort of make policy changes for the situation of women around the world. But when they got there, it was a stark contrast to what they expected. When they got there, they realized that there were two actual conferences, the actual official UN conference and the Tribune, to which women who were not officially appointed by their governments could attend. So all Chicanas who were individuals who attended this conference went to the Tribune. And what happened and how it influenced them when they came back home was that by going to the conference, they realized that they were part of a huge sort of international global struggle of women. They had come out of most of, I think, what Silvia Castillo was talking about in terms of, you know, being sort of mired in a situation of trying to gain recognition within the Chicano community itself, right, and of being, you know, having all this backlash against them. So by 1975, they're taking this sort of identity formation on another level. So they're going to Mexico, and they're meeting these women in an international context and sort of taking Chicanismo and hermanidad, I could say, to Mexico City, to all of these other women from Latin America, Africa, Europe, you know, Asia. And what happens is that they gain a sense of being part of this huge struggle, and it validates what they had been doing for such a long time, because they had, I think, for a long time not felt validated within the United States. So having sort of this global sisterhood, in a sense, of women not going through very similar but not, you know, exact same experiences really galvanized them. They said, wow, you know, we're part of this huge struggle. We can do it here at home. The other thing that happened, which I found most interesting, was also that by going to this conference and meeting with other women who had, especially women from Latin America, women from Chile or other Latin American countries, where women who expressed views such as views from, like Las Hijas de Cuauhtémoc expressed or other Chicana feminists expressed, that these women were actually being tortured, incarcerated, in some cases assassinated, this really sort of gave a new consciousness to these Chicanas to say, wow, we really have a different experience from these women. We do have these certain rights as, you know, American or U.S. citizens. And that, I think, was really shocking for a lot of them, to sort of take themselves out of feeling that they were this minority group oppressed in the United States, taking this consciousness to, in an international context, and realizing that their struggle, while similar, was in a really, really different realm from other Latin American and other women around the world.